Praise the Lord. Father God, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you to Heavenly Father for what you're doing in this house, what you're doing in this place, what you're doing in our lives. Father, we know that there's an unraveling of things. There's an unraveling of the hurts, rejections, those things of the past. Those things, Father God, that have been holding us back, holding our feet to the past, to those things that happened to us. We know, Father God, that there's an unraveling of that. And our summer camp is proof of that. Many people are coming out. Their faith are being renewed. Their faith are being transformed. You're raising them up to a higher place in you. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes atmosphere. Prayer changes our lives. Prayers change the lives of our children. It changes the lives in our household. It changes the lives in our families. It breaks off lack. It gives us abundance. It changes the way we see God. It opens doors to prosperity. Prayer changes things. And we have a prayer chain in this house that is strong. And we want everyone to know that prayer will redeem your lives from the pit. Prayer will change the lives of your children. It will change their direction. It will change the move of the Spirit over them. It will bring them joy. It will take them out of the traps of the enemy. It would release them into the call of the Lord. But we must pray. We must be a house of prayer. We must be a house of consistent prayer, because we're seeing what we are reaping at summer camp. Do you know how many months we've been praying for the signs, the wonders, and the miracles? We prayed for this. We asked for this. And we're seeing it in our midst. We're seeing the miracles. We're seeing lives changed. We're seeing the pouring out of Holy Spirit. That is because of prayer. That is because of a move of prayer. That is because prayer has gone viral in Eagle Worldwide. And we believe that God answers prayer. Pastor Patty said something this morning, and she didn't realize she said it prophetically. She said, you know, sometimes we get lost in our own story. We get lost in those things that are shaping our lives. We get lost in those challenges that we're facing. And we forget about the God of gods, the King of kings, Lord of lords, that he's the one that is transforming us, that's redeeming us, that's moving us. We forget about him and what he's doing because the enemy has us focused on those challenging things. Those things that we've lost, disappointments we've had, hope that didn't come through. But what I've learned is that there is no hopelessness in the kingdom of God. There is no hopelessness when we trust in God. There is no disappointment in God. And he's showing us how to wait on him. When we have moments like this, as we have had this week, you've got to have that time where you relax and say, God, what happened here? I want you to take the time. If you have been watching us online and watching the signs, the wonders, the miracles, I want you to take the time and say, God, what is happening? There's a shift. There's a move of God. He's preparing us for worldwide revival. And this church that holds 150 people is going to be a part of that move. And so when we're seeing these signs and wonders, when we're seeing the gold dust, when we're seeing the oil being poured out, we've got to know that we're being prepared for something bigger than what we ever thought. Because what God has for us is bigger than what we think. It's bigger than what we dream. It's bigger than what we've hoped. We cannot walk beside him and with our little minds and think that we understand everything he's doing. Like Pastor Patty says, we don't have to understand it. But if our hearts are open to receive it, then we'll get more. We'll get more. I want to see the miraculous. I want to see the eyes open. I want to see the limbs grown back. I want God to blow our minds, because that's who He is when Holy Spirit manifests His presence. Things happen. Things move. Even as I shared the other week when I was taking up the offering, I shared with you that I looked in my bank account. $250 was deposited in my bank account, and I don't know how it got there. And my bank says, "You put it there." Well, how did I put it there? This is what the Lord wants for us. That's just the tip of the iceberg of the miraculous life that He has for us. So when we're here and when we're coming out to these services, I want you to take these impartations back with you. Back with you to New Brunswick. Back with you to Florida. Over in the Kenya, Nairobi. You've got to take this impartation and say, "I've seen, I have heard, and I have seen with my own eyes what the Lord is doing." And we're a part of it. People of God, you're a part of something great. That's why we have this building in this neighborhood, in this little place called Hamilton, that we have to pray for every day, that we have to release Holy Spirit's power over every day. There's gonna be a move of God in the city of Hamilton. That is why we're called here. That is why summer camp is happening here. It's to prepare the ground. We're preparing the folly ground the same way a farmer would do it. The same way a farmer goes to plant seeds. He doesn't just throw the seeds on the soil. The soil has to be tilled. The soil has to be dug up. The soil has to be turned over. And whatever shouldn't be there has to be removed. So when we come together, the Lord is forming this army. When we come together in unity, He commands the blessing. So I'm not only enjoying the services, I'm seeing it prophetically. We're being prepared for a move. And those who have come this last year from another city, from another country, from far away, and you wonder, how did God bring me here? You're here because you're being prepared for the harvest. You're going to be one sent out to help with the harvest because we prayed for it. We've been asking for it. Send laborers to the harvest. So don't ask again, why are you here? You're here to help us with the harvest. Clap your hands, because it's about you. You're here to redeem. You're here to redeem people's lives from the pit. You're here to turn their lives around. You're here to evangelize. You're here to learn how to preach. You're here to learn how to teach. You're here to learn how to walk in the prophetic. Get ready, people of God. This is your moment. We've been praying for this moment. We've been fasting for this moment. So now that it's here, you think, God, how do I fit in the vision of this ministry? Where do I fit in this vision? You know about the Kingsway. You know we're a prophetic house. We raise up prophets. We raise up prophetic leaders. We raise up leaders of every kind. Where do you fit in? That is your question. Because the Lord is showing you, this is the tip of the iceberg. You've brought your children here. You've brought your spouse here. Why am I here? It's to help with the harvest. And let me go into some scriptures, because I want to talk to you about the pruning that is happening. The Lord said, in all that's happening, in all the joy and the signs and the wonders, there's a pruning that is happening in us. When we come together the other night, I want you to know, a couple nights ago, I'm sure God wasn't pleased with with our attitudes. There was a lot of people that came in, and people were fighting over seats. You're in my seat. You shouldn't be sitting in that seat. I had it last night. Like, what? We're in the season of the pruning. For the Lord wants us not only to bear fruit, He wants us to bear more fruit. And good fruit. And fruit that will last. So we're not going to be here for a short period of time. We're in it for the long haul, because we're here to bear fruit. And for us to bear more fruit, we're going to have to accept the pruning. For pruning is happening with our brothers and sisters. Pruning is happening in our lives. Pruning is happening right now in our marriages, in our relationships, in our covenant relationships and business, in our covenant relationships with our spouses. Pruning is happening, and we need to understand, what is the Lord doing in my life right now? He's getting us ready, and to get us ready, there has to be some pruning. Nobody says amen to that. I mean, I never do. Pruning, that means pain. That means you're going to come along with your scissors again, God, and you're going to clip, and I'm going to scream because it's going to hurt. He's coming along, and He's going to clip that little part of the plant, and He's going to clip this little part. That area of rejection is getting clipped. That area of offense is getting clipped. That area of me, mine, and my is going to get clipped, because we're being pruned to bear more fruit, greater fruit, and fruit that will last. Amen. Fruit that will last. And the season that we're in, I was going to say the season we're in is about to change, but the season has already changed. The change has already happened. It's not going to change. It has changed. And so now our expectation of each other is that we're going to be more mature. I'm not going to fight with Pastor, you know, my beautiful Pastor Charlene, about, because she's sitting in my seat. You know what I mean? Oh, my goodness. In this season of change, it's not going to be about discouragement. It's not going to be about disappointment. This season of change is about the love of God. Love of God. The love of God. The love of God. He wants us to share the love of God. He wants us to tell others and make them jealous of who we are. Come on, people of God. Pruning is good. It may hurt, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's a season where the Lord is preparing us for growth and expansion. Say it with me. God is preparing us for growth and expansion. God is preparing us for growth and expansion. That's right. Discouragement is off the table. Disappointment is off the table. We're in God's army. We're here as builders. Some of us are here as pillars in the house of the Lord. That means we are long-standing citizens in the house of the Lord. Just like David said, I would rather be an usher. I would rather be a greeter in the house of the Lord than anywhere else. Some of us are called to be the pillars in the house. And some of us are called to be the builders in the house. Some of us are called to help build relationships and see them restored. Some of us are called to teach the word and see people's lives changed. But we're all called. And so if we're called, then there must be stages of pruning. And no matter where we are, we're never pruned enough. The Lord wants us to walk in his character, not our own. But like Pastor Patty says, sometimes we get lost in our own story. And it becomes all about me. All about me. And let me tell you, folks, I have those days. It's all about me. In John 15, we'll stay there a little bit today. In John 15, verses 1 to 2, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. No fruit. Say that with me. No fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he does what? He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. That's where we are. Every branch in him that has been bearing fruit. If you're evangelizing in the city, if you are handing out food, if you're evangelizing at work, well, the Lord's calling you up to a higher place today. The season has changed. There's been a shift. There has been a shift. And the Lord is saying, I've called you into the army where you have been helping out, serving the tables. Maybe you have been helping out, cleaning the washrooms. You know my stories. Maybe you've been helping out with the parking of the cars. But the Lord is going to put a demand on us. And he's saying, I need you to do more. There's more to be done. And what you're doing is great, but I'm calling you up to a higher place in me. And so I need to snip some things. I remember many years I didn't even know I was depressed. Maybe, you know, once you've been in that state for a long time, you just think that's normal. This is how I am. Because I had my focus on me, lost in my own story. And someone had to come greatly. It was Bill Hammond, actually, walked into my life and said, Anne Marie, hasn't God been good to you? And I thought, well, what do I say? I don't think so. I got problems, financial problems, relational problems. I don't know if I can pay my bills. What do I say? And in all of this, it's happening in a second. Bill Hammond, this great prophet of God. Anne Marie, hasn't God been good to you? And the Lord, we're done. Do we know that we cannot live without the breath of God in our body? I had to sit and think about that. I thought I was my own man. I'm my own person. I did this on my own. Everybody thinks that. People think that. I'm just talking the way people talk. And we forget that all God has to do is go, take it back. Take it back. And it's gone. We forget how powerful he is. We forget how awesome he is. We forget how he's the one that put the stars and the moon in the sky. He didn't ask anybody for permission. What in the world? So we need to be pruned. We need to be able to know that of my own will, I cannot accomplish the visions and the dreams in my heart. In my own heart, it can't be done. Only God can do it. Only God can make that gold dust that's still all over the floor. Only God could pour oil over those dollar bills that I saw with my own eyes. And where did that euro dollar come from? It just appeared. God wants us to walk in the miraculous, but he wants us to know him. And that's another reason why we're pruned, so that our flesh will die. And the more our flesh dies, is the closer we become to the Lord. For he speaks to us spirit to spirit. He does not speak to us spirit to flesh. Spirit to spirit. And we will hear him clearer when our spirit is strong. It's a part of the pruning process. And for those who will not allow the pruning, those who will not allow him to come into our lives and snap off the rejection and snap away the disappointments. It says right here in John, hallelujah, he cuts off every branch that bears no fruit. Doesn't the scripture tell us about being lukewarm? Being lukewarm. I think about God. I come to church once in a while, but I got my own life to live. God's over there, I'm over here. But when I die, I expect to go to heaven. People do think that. And so we hold on to the hem of his garment, but yet we deny his power. In this season of pruning, the Lord is calling us even into that quiet place with him. That secret place with him, wherever it is in your life, whatever your secret place is, do not deny that it's there. Don't close the door to it. The Lord is calling us into that secret place. For if we are to walk in this Joel army that he's creating, we have got to know him. We have got to know him. For when he gives us direction, we say, yes, sir. This is how I realized that I have grown, Pastor Patty. I used to grumble. You know, my pastors, not you, of course. Maybe Pastor Alex. But whenever my pastors would come to me back in the day when I was a child, you know, the Bible says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I understood as a child. But then I became a man, and I put away the childish things. That's a part of the pruning process, so that we can become strong men and women in God. But when I was a child in God, and my pastor would come to me and ask me to do something last minute, you know, Pastor Patty and I had a conversation this week, and she asked me to do some things last minute. And I was really surprised. I just said yes. But usually, you guys don't tell anybody this. Usually, my pastor comes to me last minute, and I would make up 50. First of all, I'd think, well, I need to pray about this, which means it isn't going to happen. I don't know what you're saying. I've got stuff to do. I've got to do this. I'd make up the excuses. I'm good. I've been good. Because when I was a child, I made up excuses as a child. Because that's how I thought. But when I became a man, when I'm fully mature in Christ, and Pastor Patty says, Anne-Marie, can you do this, this, and this? It was like, sure, what's the problem here? What is the problem? And that's how I realized I've grown. Guys, give me a hand here. Come on. Growth. Growth. When you see what the Lord has done in you and see how you have grown, because I'm not easy. Let me tell you, I have not been easy. My mother told me, you are not easy. And she said it in harsher words than that. I'm just being kind because it's Sunday morning. But my mother would make me understand that I am not easy. Sometimes I can't believe you're my daughter. And I would say, but I am your daughter. What are you going to do about it? I'm your daughter. But I haven't been easy. Have you been easy? Have you been easy when God says, I need you to pray with me for an hour? Can you pray with me in the garden for an hour? Do you think it was easy to get me to that stage where I could pray for an hour or two? God, I'm busy. 10 minutes tops. That's it. That's all I got. I've not been easy. But the pruning and the clipping and the crying, there's always crying when there's pruning. That's what I've learned in my experience. It's gonna hurt, and so I cry because I didn't want the Lord to throw me aside because I didn't bear fruit. I wanted to bear fruit. And one of the fruit was simply kindness. Can you be kind to people? Can you shake off the offense? Can you stop the resentment because I ask you to do something? Will you stop resenting me? Says Holy Spirit, when I ask you to go the distance. That's how we know we're shifting and changing and the pruning has been happening. It's because there's a point that comes where we say yes. Where we say yes. And let me tell you, there's a freedom in saying yes to Holy Spirit. There's no more the fighting, the internal battles that happen. Well, why is she asking me to do this? Is because she thinks I can't do that, so she wants me to do this. The internal battle ends because of the pruning process. It's much needed in the body of Christ. It's much needed in our lives. When the internal battle ends and we say, yes, God, I will do it. Yes, God, I will give that person my watch. Yes, God, I will go make a meal for this person. Yes, God, I will no longer resent my mother and father. Yes, God, I will no longer resent driving my friend to work. When those things begin to change in your life and you just say, yes, I'll do it. That's how you know I've been pruned. The Lord's been pruning me. He's been getting me ready, for I'm called to be a laborer in the harvest. I'm called. There's something on my life called purpose. And we'll see the change happen. And some of your husbands and your wives will see changes in your spouse. You know, they were mean. They wouldn't come and help me do the dishes or help me with the kids. And one day there's a change. Well, see, the Lord's been pruning. And when he is pruning us, it's usually behind the scenes. The Lord doesn't prune us publicly. He doesn't come and snip Vicky's hair because it's too long. He does it in a way that Vicky knows what's happening, and I know what's happening. And we may not know how to share our experience, because when Holy Spirit comes, he manifests himself in his own way. And he manifests himself differently in my life than he does in Pastor Alex's life. But he manifests himself nonetheless. The pruning is necessary. The pruning process is a part of our journey, and it is a part of our healing. Healing. Man, I feel so much better in my life now than I did 10 years ago when I was hurting all the time, where the pain wouldn't stop. But in that season of time, we're being pruned. And the Lord wants us to know it's for a good end. It's for a purposeful end. It's to get us ready for a greater work. And some of us may be sitting there and thinking, God, you haven't used me. You haven't used me in 2 years or in 3 years, but I see those people moving on and those people moving on. When is it my turn? It's not a question we should ask. We should just know. The Lord has the right time for every purpose under heaven. So I need not fret that it's not my time. I need not worry that Pastor Charlene is being pushed in the spotlight and not me. I need a little bit more work. There's some more pruning that's happening. And this morning, as we talk about that, I really would like to pray for everyone. I'd like to pray for you and have Holy Spirit pray with you that the process you are in is to achieve something greater than where we are. It's never a dead-end process. If we're being pruned and we see that, the finances aren't coming as fast and things aren't happening as they should, where's my breakthrough? Where's my hope restored? Just settle it with the Lord. He's doing it. He's doing it. He's walking with us. He's talking with us. He's telling us we are his own and we are learning to trust him. Learning to trust him is a part of the pruning so that we would reach the stage where yes, sir, is easy and not filled with complicated emotional baggage. We're being pruned to receive from him. Receive from him. Because sometimes when he offers us something, we won't receive it. Because we think, well, that's not what I want. I wanted a white purse, and I got a pink one. We do. We complain. You know, you promised me my husband wouldn't go bald, and he went bald. Like it's silly things. Silly things. But God has something so much greater than us. I mean, not everybody can have a husband like Pastor Patty, tall and handsome like Pastor Alex. I mean, you know, we got to accept it. It's the way it is. She got blessed. Praise the Lord. You're being We're being pruned. I just want to read John 15, 3-8, because I don't want to keep us long. I know we've got service tonight and we need to get here early. You know, everyone comes and nobody fights for a seat. And we prefer our brother and sister above ourselves because we have the character of Christ. God is good. Let's read that. John 15, 3-8. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. What? Without me, you can do nothing. Oh, so the scripture confirms what I said. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. Nobody wants that. And they gather them and they throw them in the fire. We don't want that. And they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will. You will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. That is Jesus' will and purpose for his kids. We are his people. We are his people. We are his people. We belong to someone. He paid the price for us. We are no longer our own. We have been bought with a price. And we are his people now. So we are learning his ways. His ways. His way of doing things right. Not our way of doing things right. Because we mess it up. We're learning his way of doing things right. And we're abiding in him. And he's abiding in us. So through the pruning, through the snipping, and through the cutting, we are growing in him. It's the same way if you love plants and you love working in your garden, you know how to prune one of those hostas. Those things take over. And those rows of Sharon, you got to prune and cut them back. And they always grow so much better. But the Lord, in the word, the Lord says he's the gardener. And he's doing that in us. He's cutting away some things that don't belong. He's cutting away some old things from the past that we're still carrying from 1942. I don't think anybody in here was born in 1942, were you? Thank God. He's cutting away those things in us so that we can bear more fruit. And then he prunes again so we can bear much fruit. Stand up, people of God. God is good. Even when he prunes, even when he's pruning us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to pray with you. Hallelujah. I just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you're taking your people to that place where they will bear more fruit and much fruit, where you're preparing them to help to bring in the harvest, for it's harvest time, it's harvest time, it's harvest time. The revival fires are burning, and you're preparing us, Father, for our place in your army. We may be the sergeant, we may be the soldier, we may be the footman, but whatever place we are in your army, we say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, we're ready to serve. So we ask you, Father God, that you would continue to do in us, Father, that only Holy Spirit can do. Do in us, Father God, that only you can do. Cut away the old things, the rejection, the obsession. Cut away, Father God, those thoughts that keep going around and around and around in our minds. Only you can do it, Father God. So we're laying ourselves on the altar today. And we're asking you, Father God, to cut away anything that holds you back, whatever is holding us back from being a part of the harvesters, from being a part of those who are called to reap. Cut it, remove it, burn it in the fire so that we can bear more fruit. We're asking you for the more. We're asking you, Father, that you would remove from us those things in our lives that are no longer needed and the world no longer needs to see. We're thanking you, Father, that you're removing our old attitudes. You're cutting away any offense. You're cutting away resentment, bitterness, any pride, anger, and you're making a people ready. To prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make us ready in this season. Move us, Father God, in our place and help us, God, to stand wherever you've called us to stand. Let us stand, therefore. Help us to stand and help us to stand with our leaders, with our pastors, and help us to make their lives easy. When they ask, we say yes. But we thank you for the season we're in, for we know that there will be a greater glory. There will be a greater glory in the outcome of all that you're doing in us. So we thank you for blessing our families. We thank you for blessing us, Father, even in the pruning process. We thank you that we were willing to go through the process. And we just thank you, Father God, for all the snipping and cutting. It's going to produce greater glory and a greater harvest in our lives. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.